Coulson?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I have Mr. Coulson for you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, too, and I deliberately got in some of the foreign policy and the amnesty stuff and so forth. Because they need to hear that. I mean, they believe that, and we just may as well lay that out there. We'll get McGovern talking about it.
Oh, I think we will. I think we're going to see him talk about amnesty. I think that's what he wants one of these half hours for, that he's trying to buy. And defense and amnesty, I think he's worried about it.
What can he say about it?
I don't know what he can do with amnesty other than to try to do a Muskie-type speech where he tries to prove how completely fair and, he'll try to fudge it up. I'm sure he'll try
to fudge it up and say, well, we'll have them work in a Peace Corps.
Yeah.
Sir, hell no. These poor bastards that got shot didn't work in any Peace Corps.
That's right. I don't see how he can't get off the issue. The only thing he can do is, if he tries to take the sting out of it, he may make it worse by talking about it. I guess the best thing he could do, really, is duck the whole amnesty issue entirely.
Yeah. Either that or change his position.
Well, no, I don't think he can't do that. God, he just...
he'd change it on the schools and...
I think that on that one, he'd have a hell of a problem with the kids. That's one.
Yeah, that's one they believe in, don't they?
Yeah, that's one they really do. And,
Now,
he's got to go...
You know, Julie was saying that she'd heard McGovern say that he's not for legalizing marijuana. And I said, what did he say? He says, well, he wants to treat like alcohol. I says, that's legalizing it.
That's right.
Alcohol is legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he can get off of that, do you?
No, what he said is that in that Playboy interview a year ago, which we've hung around his neck about eight times, meaning he keeps referring to.
Good.
He talked there about wanting to... legalize it, and then he switched his position to say that he wanted to reduce it from a felony to a misdemeanor, the possession of it, and that's what he's talking about, that he's not in favor of legalizing it. He still would leave it a misdemeanor. But that's a pretty fine point for people. The man on the street doesn't understand the difference between the felony and misdemeanor. Sophisticates and lawyers and others do, but and maybe reducing the penalties he can get away with, but he's still stuck.
Well, actually, I'm for modification of penalties in many areas, but I don't talk about it anymore.
Exactly. Well, sure, it's a responsible position to reduce some of the penalties, but...
Yeah.
The trouble he has, Mr. President, with an issue like that is that you can't ever get rid of the impression, and it may not be... it's fair in his case, because these are all his positions, but he can't get away from them, because he's got the impression that he's soft. And boy, nobody who watched you on television last night talking about drug pushes or watched you Monday night, we've had a good week on drugs. By God, if we don't have that that issue.
We've got that, we at least have said it twice on prime time, no, on TV time, haven't we?
All three nets, you've said it, all three nets,
yeah.
Two nights this week have had at least 2 minutes, and some up to three.
Right.
Of this issue, we've also gotten pretty good coverage out of our people hitting him. Good and hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
good.
Print at least. As a matter of fact, with Ambrose, we did get a little bit of television. So it's
good.
I think we've gotten the most out of what we set out to do this week, which was the permissive.
Right.
Thing. We've raised the amnesty issue all over the place. Got Kleindienst now talking about that.
Good.
He'll do well with it. And,
the thing we've got to be on amnesty, we've all got to be exactly the same. And the thing we've got to say is what I said there, that people who desert must pay a penalty.
Right.
Use the word penalty so that it doesn't look like they're just going to come back, because, and they should.
That's right.
God darn it, it's wrong for anybody to come back. They're going to come back, as Lincoln said, by God, they can serve the number of days they're out of the country in prison.
Well, we've got some press people going up to Canada this week to do interviews with the kids up there who will all be casting their absentee ballots for McGovern.
Right.
I think we might get some stories up there.
I think we ought to take away their citizenship.
Well, Barry Goldwater is proposing that in a speech tomorrow, a statement that went out this afternoon for tomorrow. And
why shouldn't we?
That's right. He's going to say they've deserted the country and they should have the rights of citizens to vote. We'll stir a little bit on on that.
Keep it alive, right?
The whole point. It doesn't matter really how we do it, just as long as there's people talking about it. We got Kleindienst speaking out of
Bellevue.
We've got our Lowell Weicker's been really taken off on this issue. He said he went around Connecticut. I don't know, maybe I told you this, but
no.
Went through the state and he didn't do anything except talk about amnesty and the government. And he said, my God, he was getting responses from the crowd. So now he wants to do something legislative. He wants to put in a bill that will make penalty.
Weicker, of all people.
Weicker, yeah. Well, you see, that's what's happening. And these people are catching on to it.